Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm glad you're here, and you're going to be glad you're here because Leslie Kossoff is back with us. Leslie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of my good friends, and just such an important person in my life and in the lives of business owners, not just small business owners, but business owners, large and small. She's an international consultant to business managers and other thought leaders, other leaders, not even just in business. She is the author of a couple of outstanding books, Managing for Quality, which every small business owner must have, really, if you're going to know how to make sure that your business is operating on hitting on all cylinders. And then one of my favorite books, folks, Executive Thinking. It's not only one of my favorite books inside, but it's a beautiful book, too, just like the author. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back to the show.
It's a joy to be here. Happy New Year to you and all of your listeners.
Happy New Year to you. Tell the audience where you're calling from.
I'm in Paris, France.
Where you live?
I do.
You used to live in the United States. Now you're an expatriate, aren't you?
I am. I live over here, and I come back and I visit and enjoy the United States immensely.
We miss you.
Thank you.
We find a great blessing in getting your perspectives from across the water. But before we get to that, we have some other business, folks. I haven't reported this to you because I wanted to wait till Leslie joined us. Ladies and gentlemen, if you remember Judge Bill Huss, who's been on the show now for 4 or 5 years as a legal consult, a legal expert for us, he's talked about many things, including mediation and arbitration, and helped us with those things. Well, Judge Huss is also a friend of Leslie's and has been for most of your life, I think, Leslie, as I remember.
Yeah, about 20 years.
And we lost Bill Huss about a month ago or so. He died at 76. Judge Huss was a Superior Court, the Los Angeles County Superior Court judge, ladies and gentlemen. He was part of the cadre of judges when the Simpson case came before the L.A. courts, and Lance Ito got that. Well, just by the luck of the draw, it could have been Bill Huss. And I'll tell you what, Leslie, had it been Bill Huss, that case would have gone a different way because Bill Huss wouldn't have let the courtroom get out of hand.
I agree, absolutely. He was a marvelous man and a marvelous, marvelous jurist, and had an understanding and a love of the law and the legal system, and that really transcended just being a lawyer or a judge. And he then subsequently brought that to all of the work that he did in alternate dispute resolution.
Yep, yep.
And was such a marvelous resource, both as an information resource, but also as an arbitrator or mediator for the cases that he saw. Absolutely marvelous man and a joy. One of the most marvelous people,
yep,
that I've ever known. Truly, I used to call him the King of the Sumerians because he was a historian.
Right,
He dated it right back to what went on. And, you know, it was just a marvelous brain, marvelous man.
Well, and we miss him. And I'll tell you what, folks, yes, I'm so happy to say, and this is one of the great things that I get to do in my work, Leslie, is that we have a record of his marvelous mind in our archives.
Yes.
So, folks, if you go to the H's in our Brain Trust list and go all, or search, or just go to the search engine and type in Bill Huss, or go to the H's and go all the way over to the third page of the H's in our Brain Trust, you'll find him there at the bottom, and click on that. You can listen to all the interviews that we've done with him over the years, and so Leslie, I'd like to dedicate the rest of the show to the memory of this very important American and this very important person, and a fine gentleman on top of that, Judge William Huss.
I think that that's the loveliest thing that you could do. It's wonderful. Thank
you. Yeah, I'm glad I knew him. And I actually did meet him once, and it was a great thing. So, folks, check that out when you get a chance. Leslie, let's talk a little bit about, and thank you, by the way, for helping me do that little memorial. Let's talk about what's going on in Europe. What's happening in the U.K. and in your part of the continent? I got about 30 seconds before we go to the break. Get started.
It's bad. It's very bad. It's very challenging over here. The central banks have been slower in the EU, or the central bank in the EU was slower to take action than the U.S. Federal Reserve. And there's, you know, so there's an impact of that. We'll talk more about it after the break.
Yeah, in Europe, they're more concerned about inflation than they are a slow economy.
In fact,
they've got a mandate to watch inflation that we don't have over here, and it slowed them down. And we'll get Leslie to give us, and she's going to not only give us a report, folks, she's got...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.